Hello, my love.
Welcome
to Nip. Same time. 1, 2, 3. Nip, talk, not giving a fuck. Oh, I really want
that. Sounded like at school when you would do. Do they? Do you know at school? Do they still do a register?
Yeah.
How do the kids on there? Sure.
Autumn leaves when the grass is green.
And the bum 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 bum.
Do you remember? And then there was a bit you used to shout. So I never forget to say a great big
he's got the whole world in his pants. He's got the whole world.
We used to have to sing.
He's got the wind and the rain.
I used to scream it. There was a bit and it said peace in it. And I remember we used to go, peace. Anyway.
Right. I remember once in my assembly, core memory, there was a boy called Sebastian.
Oh,
and
Seb.
that name's not really one of my favourite names,
okay.
Do you?
Sorry,
I think because of this incident.
Yeah, probably.
He picked up, you know, one of those blue chairs with the hole in it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he just threw it at everyone.
Oh God, well, I wonder what he's doing now. Do you know what I always remember from those things, assemblies? I used to get a dead leg. And then when I got up, I'd have pins and needles and I'd have to drag my leg out. That's a core memory. And here's another core memory for me. Once we did a talent show and we were hearsay and I was Kim Marsh.
Wherever you go.
Yeah. And we all had our heads down. And I will never forget.
Were you wearing flared trousers?
Parachute pants.
Yeah.
And do you remember they all looked down and then one would look up and they'd go, you've been saying, you drive it. And they like bounce from leg to leg. And I will never forget. I was Kim and I'll never forget putting my head up, bam, to the whole assembly and being like, you've been saying you're driving me crazy. And then they'd go, and then another one would go, and I haven't been around for you. Do you remember it?
And did you think this is my moment?
No, and I can feel it now, everyone looking at me. I was in year six and I'm streaks in my hair. And then I remember coming off and Mrs. Purdy, I think she was called, she was like, that was fantastic.
She was probably our age.
Yeah, she absolutely was. She was pregnant. So she was probably around our age. And I remember her being like, Lauren, that was fantastic. And I just walked around the school the rest of the day like, oh, I can feel it now. Maybe that's where my stardom began.
Do you know, like, teachers, like, I'm not, like, generalising, but a lot of them get bang on it.
I remember once
I was in Ibiza and we were on, like, the zoo project boat
party. Oh, nice. I remember the outfit you wore.
And we were chatting to these guys and I was like, so what do you do? And they were like, we're policemen. And they were all like...
Well, I guess people are still people, whether you're a teacher.
Yeah.
What I find weird is when you look back at the teachers that were so old and like...
They're not.
Like even, so when my... Did I tell you my mum went through my old reports and they were so... bad. Neither of us remember them high school. Neither of us remember them being this bad. In fact, I'm going to have to read it out to you. I forgot. I actually meant to put this in the pod because I can't believe that this was even me.
Would you be upset if Theo got a bad report? Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah. We've had this. That's why I got hacked, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So let me just... My mum was going through and she said, I thought it'd be really lovely to go through the box of stuff and read Theo some of like your old reports.
No.
Not good. So, having read this report, this was head of year, and the reason I got onto this is because I remember him, Mr. I won't say his name. I remember him being dead older. He's my age, and that's really freaked me out. Having read this report, I'm left feeling rather frustrated by Lauren. She has the ability, but she has the ability, but there are far too many comments from her teachers regarding patchy homework, lapses in concentration in class, inconsistency and lack of organisation. Put together, this is resulting in serious underachievement. Her exam results are disappointing and indicative of a lack of sufficient revision. There are one or two encouraging aspects to this report, which do need to be built on by Lauren. Her improved attitude in physics and general performance in RE needs to be shown across the whole range of subjects or she will not achieve any potential in year 11. So that's a shame. And then there's another one that says she's perfectly capable of achieving good grades, but lets herself down by showing no effort or commitment. She's had a period of illnesses and she's completely unfocused and everybody's disappointed. She has a lively personality and is popular.
I've never heard a report that bad.
Please do yourself some justice next year, Lauren.
Are they, now, they're not allowed to be that savage
can
anymore,
I just
right?
say?
Yeah.
Can I just say? I got 3 A's, 4 B's and 4 C's, so shut the fuck up. Anyway.
John.
John, whoever it was. Anyway, we totally digressed, but I totally forgot I wanted to read that to you. So my mum said, she started it, reading it to Thea and went, oh, let's bake some cakes. And then she texted me saying, I am mortified. I was like, Mum, it's like 20 years ago. She's like, I'm so embarrassed. So yeah, I don't remember how we got onto this. School assemblies, not sure where it went.
You're tired because you were up early. You were early for work as well today.
I've had a really tough week.
Oh no.
I've had a really tough week in general. Tommy's just been, you know how it is with
a
kids.
A regression.
He's had a regression. He's not been like great sleeping, whatever. It's what happens with babies. It is what it is. But I've had a lot of work this week. Tommy's not been his best version of himself. And
very disappointing. Very some disappointing. Periods of illness. Patchy sleeping. Tommy, well, you've really disappointed yourself. There was moments where you gave me a smile.
But on the whole, a really disappointing
imagine,
week.
Imagine, like, if you started journaling for Tommy. Like, this week, I'm manifesting not shitting my pants.
Very disappointed with you. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I am. That his report's not good this week at all. And it's left me rather frustrated because I know he's capable of much better. So it's been tough. I've had a lot of work on. It's been very overwhelming. I really haven't got dressed most days, or I've worn like really smelly stuff.
Do you think you've been in the house a bit much then?
I've not left the house really because I've had so much work to do. And like, this is when I knew it was quite...
Yeah, what work have you had to do? Film a few videos?
With a crying, I've had four videos to record. I can't tell you, but it's housework.
Lauren, does he not have a nap?
Not this week. No. So he will go to... So he was ill at the beginning of the week. Let's give him fair. Like, let's not tarnish his character here. Like, it's defamation, this. He's been unwell. But it's to the... I can imagine him there like, oh! But to the point where...
I'm future.
I'd put him to sleep. Why is my baby clenching fists?
Yeah.
He'd fall asleep. And then I would think, right, he's flat out. Pop him to the
then
side.
Then you'll psych yourself up after reading your brief.
Get him to sleep. And then straight away, arms out. So I've had him on my
this
body.
This is why the swaddles
I've
work.
Had him
always
on,
a good
I think
idea.
He's too old to swaddle now.
No, he is now.
I've had him on my body literally non-stop. Like, it's been hard. Anyway, I'm nearly through the end of the week. Thea had crazy hair day. Well, that certainly did happen in a different way, which I'll tell you about in a minute. So we had crazy hair day. So I had to remember to buy the hair chalks. And I'm there in the morning.
Oh, it's odd sock day on...
I'm doing plaits.
Monday or Tuesday.
At 7 in the morning the other day. Yeah. Doing mini plaits, colouring them in for her. Then she came home last night. It had been a rough day. I was really at the end of my tether. She came home. I gave her a bath, got all the hair chalk out, and I'm just brushing her hair through. And I thought, what's that? She won't mind me saying because she's actually really proud of it. I'm brushing through.
Do you know what, though? We're touch wood because Sass is
first encounter. Basically, we had Nick Gate in the house last night. So 6 p.m., brushing it through. I thought, what are those little beads in her hair? Start looking closely. I'm thinking, is it from the conditioner?
She's got gorgeous hair as well.
A lot of it. So I'm looking through it. And I thought, no, please don't. And she's moving her head. I'm going, stay still. So I get my camera out. I've got the flashlight on her head. I'm filming it.
ChatGPT.
Sending it to my friends. And I was like, girls, what's this? And they all replied, nits. I'm itching. So she has...
You just made me itch.
So she had nits.
Don't come near me.
No, I'm good. We didn't have any walkers.
At least you've got no extensions.
Yeah. There was no walkers, but there were eggs. So I'm then trying to stay calm. She's giving me the ick. I wanted her to get away from me.
Could you get to Tesco?
No, but James was on his way home. Ring James. He's in the car with the boys. Thea's got nits and they're all going, Nitty Nora! And I'm like, not right now. And so he went and got the stuff. There's one that you put in.
The foam.
There's one for the that you put
stinky
in the bath 5 minutes.
Stink.
And then there's a stinky poo-poo. Then there's an overnight one. So I put her in the bath. I told her it was because she had to go there. Really, she was giving me the... I know this is awful. She's my child, but I didn't want to go near her. My head was scratching.
Yeah.
I was like, get away from Tommy. Shoved her in the bath. I thought
she... Not the golden child.
Not the golden... What? The thoroughbred.
No, you can't.
I can say that. Oh. It's fine. Not the strong, true thoroughbred. So he's in the... I'm like trying to separate her from him. Anyway, I'm itching my head and I'm really stressed. Put her in the bath, stayed at the door, like, right, just stay there a minute.
Anyway, and was she winding you up, like coming over
yes.
to you?
And yeah. I thought she'd be a bit upset about this, because I remember when we were younger, yeah, Nits was really yeah. embarrassing. It was really bad.
There was a stigma
behind Nits.
Like as if you were dirty, but it's not. Nits like clean air, supposedly.
So I don't know why they're in theirs.
It's like when people say, like...
I was like, don't worry about the boys.
Boys are only mean to you because they fancy you.
That is kind of true. So put her in the bath and shut the door and was like, back in a minute, hon. Left her in there for an hour. Anyway, James came back and she's like, can I get out yet? No. So James came back and I started the treatment. So obviously put it in the head. The boys are just
the procedure began.
Then I had to get the knit comb and brushing it through. I thought she'd be really upset and embarrassed about this. She was like, can I ring my grandma? Can I tell such and such? Ringing a grandma. I've got knits. And I was just trying. I was so angry. Anyway. Did the first lot. Then I thought, I'm going to do the overnight treatment. You can only do that on dry hair. So I then had to blow dry her hair, put the overnight treatment in, take all her bedding off, boil, wash, get the boys, do the boys, did myself. I didn't have any, James checked. But they did that thing where they go, no, I think, oh, you've got one. Mm. Well, I didn't, did I? It's
you
not
need
funny.
The electric comb.
Where it beeps. I had no sense of humour at all about this situation. So she goes to bed. So that meant that this morning I had to get up at 5:30 because I had to shower her, wash and blow dry her hair for school. And that's why my hair is tied up. I haven't got knits. Thea hasn't got them. And I wouldn't, by the way, be openly telling everybody about this if she was upset about it. As soon as a friend got in the car this morning, because I was on the carpool, she went, can I tell her? I don't know if you want to. Hey, I had knits last night. I said, everyone in the school is going to know. Are you bothered? She was like, no.
Well, don't they have to send everyone a letter?
So I have...
Do you have to ring school?
Yes.
Yeah, because phone line's she'll down. Grass anyway.
Yeah, and then it looks like I've not done it. School's phone line are down, so I can't tell them. So she's probably already told them now and they think I'm a bad mother. So yeah, I had knit gate last night. My first knit gate, probably not going to be the last either. And I mean, just don't come too close to me, I suggest, because I might have them still.
Has she had worms yet?
No, that's the next thing, I guess. She's not as
a natural progression into worms.
So yeah, that's been
from
my
top to
week.
Toe.
The hacking, I think, has been resolved. There's been no more holidays booked on booking.com. So they've probably used me and abused me and cast me to the side. Mm. A lot of people said they have had this. Listen to what happened to my friend, though. No. Oh, my God. So I actually need to ask her what happened with that, but like me, forgot about it.
Go on.
So she went on her photo, her calendar.
Calendar?
A calendar, iPhone
like
calendar.
Like you do every day?
There's this big message on it every yep. single day. Act now, we are going to delete all your photos. So who's got into, that's another hacking. They've hacked her iCloud, I think. And they're basically saying
if they pay.
Oh yeah, I'd be going to prison, never mind.
Screenshots of all guys.
I'd be going to prison, yeah. Never mind fucking pictures going. And they basically, every day she went on, a reminder came up, we are hacking you, we are going to delete your pictures. I don't know what she's done about it because I forgot to ask her. So that's such a good friend. Anyway, on to a more positive thing. Your little black box.
My black edition. Don't call it little black box.
Sorry, I said it. It sounded, it sounded really seedy.
Right, so basically...
Tell us.
I think what we're doing as well is... Well, I know what we're doing. So Patreon, guys, I look after you.
You do.
You come first. If you were on Patreon, you got first access to Robe Black Edition... I'm doing it again on Sunday. Black Edition's coming out on pre-order, I hope. Don't quote me on this.
Black Edition sold out, but the next batch is coming out.
I've managed to fly some in.
I've learned a lot about this flying and shipping boat thing.
Very.
Very technical.
Yes.
So you've flown some in expensive.
Mm-hmm. But they take like about 2 weeks and then about another 5 days to clear. So as soon as the plane goes, then... Patreon girls will get first access because okay. it's only fair.
Yeah.
Then, whatever we're going to do on Black Friday, I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay. It's very
Patreon
soon.
Will get full first access as well.
Okay.
So basically, when you sign up for Patreon, you're not just getting chatting to me and Lauren, chatting to all the other amazing girlies on
so
there.
So helpful. So helpful.
But you are also getting this. By the way.
What?
The girl on Patreon that's got that company called JC Supplies.
Mm.
No.
She has lots of Pericon stuff in a lot.
111 skin sheet masks, £4. I got 10.
Really?
I think they're still on there. Do you want me to send you the link now?
Do it later. You'll get distracted.
Yeah.
I've missed that. oh, do you know what? They helped me the other day. So a friend of mine was in a financial thing, nothing bad. And I literally wrote in the group, guys, my friend's got this much money, isn't sure what to do. And they literally-
I saw that.
Did you see it? And they were literally like, right, they put it into this, put it into that, put it into this, like this ISA, that ISA. Like, not just skincare girlies, not just it's like talking so, about shagging.
So good.
There was a financial advisor giving me advice. It's my friend. I was honestly, this is so helpful.
It's amazing.
Like, I saw somebody right the other day. They needed some, like, a family solicitor help, and someone jumped on and was like, I'm a family solicitor. This is free help. Like, fucking great.
It's honestly, for £6 a month, it's absolutely
it's
brilliant.
Building really, really well.
And you get the bonus on there as well.
The bony. Oh my God, I need to talk about on the bonus because I'm going to keep this real, not under wraps, but I've booked surgery. Booked.
It's booked in.
Yes. I'm gonna talk about on Patreon only because I'll tell you why. What I'm gonna do with this particular surgery, I will absolutely talk about it. I will vlog it on Patreon. I will talk about it. But I'm going abroad for it. And I think the thing with that is
it's to someone you've been to before, isn't it?
Yeah, so people know. But I just don't want to, until I am like 12 weeks out and I have the results. I still probably won't put it all over Instagram because evil eye. And also, I don't want people to be like, oh, I've heard she's going there. I'm going to go and book for this and get it done before
right,
me.
So
like,
did you listen
risky.
To what Catherine Ryan was saying about us on her podcast?
Yeah, did.
And she said, I was going to document my whole facelift mm-hmm. thing and say what doctor I'm going to. But Ashley and Lauren said, don't do that because da 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 da. And now I feel like people are getting it a bit more.
It makes sense.
It's not us gatekeeping.
No, it's not being
dicks.
And
on Patreon, you can figure it out.
Yes.
And we do have the lists. But the thing is, on Instagram, any fucker. I saw she had it done with XYZ.
So my worry is I say I'm getting it done with such and such. Or when I get there, I say the name. People can work it out if they want. It's not that I'm trying to keep it. But I don't want the accountability that then someone sees it. I've not had the surgery yet. They book surgery, have it done a month after me. I get bad results or a problem and they've done it off the back of me. I'm not taking that on.
It's giving Love Island. They're going to Turkey and telling you they're really happy with their boobs while they're in the bandages.
No,
like,
I'm going to wait. And when I get to, I'm still not going to put it all over Insta before that reason, but I will absolutely blog it. I'm going to talk about it on the bonus and what I'm having done and stuff. And I will tell you all, I'm not being a dick, but I'm not putting on Instagram that I'm going to XYZ. It's too risky. I don't know who's on there.
I almost booked a procedure this week,
but
I didn't. So something to do with your head. We've spoken about it.
Don't you dare.
Why?
Ashley,
what?
You do not need that.
I do.
No, I will. No.
So I was about to book it.
No,
and then
no,
I spoke
no,
to
Ashley,
our friend
no.
that's had it, and I was like, so, like, where? And she was like, no, it's like in that office, and you're not even put to sleep. So I, yeah,
Ashley,
and
do
it's
you,
like fully
do not need
for
this.
Quite a while. So I said, how, like, can I get put to sleep? Because I had a really bad left local anaesthetic experience. And they came back and they were like, yeah, you can get put to sleep, but it's an extra £4,000.
Woo!
So I was like, no. So I just didn't.
I'll put you to sleep for less. You want to see my medicine cupboard? You, I swear to you, please.
I know, I was bored.
Oh,
I was
fine.
Bored.
If we did...
Do you want my period or something? Like,
if we did measurements... I am a great candidate for it. You're not. And I'm still not because of the scarring.
And Ed was like...
Too far.
No, doll.
No,
don't
doll.
Don't be doing
no.
that.
I said that about the facelift though, and you got it and it was great. So,
but yeah.
No. Anywho, I saw you write that in Patreon. I thought, oh, fucking Ed's gone this one.
Yeah.
I saw it. I read it and I thought, Ed's gone.
Also, I am having today with Francesca facialist.
Yeah.
Because I know you've got to zoom off. To...
I'm in a rush. I'm getting laser of tattoo removal.
Ah, it
part
in, for
procedure.
Yeah.
Well, one for my procedure.
I'm having laser tox today.
You haven't? You already had something tox? Miso tox. You did something not long ago that was something tox. No?
No. So it's IPL resurfacing, then Botox. Pushed into your skin.
I've just had a shit ton of Botox. Shit ton.
Oh, I love Botox.
I went for a top up with Charlotte yesterday because I was so stressed and busy.
Are we allowed to say Botox?
Anti-wrinkle. What the fuck ever. And yeah, it's a great
Have you seen that Sophia Bailey's bought out her own Polly's?
No.
And they're meant to be the strongest ones.
Go on, girl.
Yeah. So she said she's sending some to Charlotte and Bella for us.
Ooh.
And Bella was like raving about them. She was like, they are meant to be like
good for her.
Sensational.
I've missed that, but I missed loads of Insta.
I've done quite a lot this week. So I spoke at MSTA.
Shit. Right. Tell us about that.
So basically, I trained. I am like a fully qualified skin lady.
Doctor at this point.
I have a PhD, Professor Stobart. And basically, I went back to where I trained and they've got an amazing community. So they train about 20 students a month.
Ooh.
You know, Kirsty and Jordan at MSTA. Yeah, absolutely love them too. And then they, once they're trained, because it is so hard building up a client base, it's not that it's hard.
You can have the skill of the knowing about skin, but there's so much more that goes into it than just being good at skin.
Exactly. So there's like the business aspect of it. Then you need all of the marketing. You need the support and confidence. You need like legal help with certain things. It's just like an all-encompassing course. Then you join their community as well.
A bit like Patreon. Type thing.
Yes, and they do online talks.
Oh, brilliant.
You know, so you the Dallas esthetician. Yeah. By the way, she's just got divorced.
Ooh.
Mm.
We nearly met her.
She's coming back maybe, I think, as well. She's stunning. And his page is just so good for all things skin. So they do like online masterclasses. Then you've got the support of like one-to-one business meets, all that kind of stuff. So I went back in to talk to a couple of their students and I did a facial as well. Someone won a competition to have a facial with me. I did a milk peel and I just really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
I hate working with, to say I did lip blush, to say I was a beauty therapist,
I love it.
Providing a service to the public.
No, I love it.
It drains me.
Stops my brain. Because I'm in the moment and I can't think about anything else.
Pilates does that to me.
And I really hyper focus on it. Yeah,
I get that. Everything else goes away.
Like at home, I can do work on my laptop and what have you, but your phone could ring, the doorbell.
Oh my God, yeah.
In that moment when I shut the clinic door and there and I'm like, right.
You focus.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I get that. I was thinking the other day when I go to Pilates, I would say that's the only time when genuinely for an hour, nothing, because I'm too busy fucking concentrating not to fall over. In that hour, I don't think about anything. It's the only time. No matter what I'm doing, I'm always thinking about other stuff.
What do you want to do at the weekend?
Oh, so at the weekend, I'm going to Ashley's for the day.
Oh, Sarah
Saturday.
Said to me as well this morning, she was like, what time does Tommy like have his naps and feeds and stuff? And I went, Sarah is Lauren. She was like, I just want to make sure that it's all like okay.
Yeah, naps, not so much.
Maybe. I think he'll nap in the car on the way.
Or he'll scream. All he has done this week, every time I get in the car, we were on the phone yesterday, right? And how much was I losing my shit?
Yeah.
And every time I do the school run, every time I nip to somewhere, which is why I've not left the house, he cries in the car. And I was on the phone to Ashley, we just set off and he was like,
and she was like, I'm
going now because nobody needs to listen to this. And then the whole way to the school run.
So Ed's at the rugby on Saturday. All night and day.
Such dicks, aren't they? They just fuck off and leave.
So I think me and Lauren will be able to grab 2 hours together on our own.
So I'm going to Ashley's house. I've only got Tommy. He's actually not that
Shall we go to like a pub? We've got options. We drop Tommy with Sarah. Then we either go to Space and you can come in on my guest pass. And we can have lunch, sauna.
I think that might be nice, you know.
I feel like you've not done that for ages.
I've not done anything.
Right, do you want to do that then?
I'm crying.
But the thing is, they've got that splash club thing that's on till about 12 o'clock.
Can we not be not in the splash bit, in the sauna? The kids don't go in the sauna bit, right?
Yeah, but there'll still be kids there. We'll figure it out when you arrive, but bring your swimming costume.
You know I'm going to forget it.
I've got some, it's fine.
Right, okay, so we're doing something Saturday. We're going to spend the day together because we were messaging each other and Ashley was like, it's fucking off. And I was like, James is going to fucking make fuck them. So we decided, fucking them.
So what buggy will you bring for him and stuff?
This is too much. I don't know. I'll think about that on Saturday morning.
Don't forget your bottles and bits and bats.
My bockle. Bock, bock. I hate that word. So, the doona. The doona. Yeah. I must remember to get that off James. Yeah, I'll bring the doona, bring his bottles. He's actually the most happy, smiliest baby. It's just he's had a rough week. He's actually very, very chill. She'll be fine with him, I'm sure. And if not, I won't be there, so.
Loads of Black Friday sales have started already, guys.
Have they?
Victoria Beckham went fully in today.
Is the foundation in?
Yeah, 20% off.
Oh, I'm going to get it then. I've been holding out. I just, £100, I was just like, oh, I cannot.
£104.
I just couldn't.
It's very you.
Right, I need to try it then. I'll do it while there's a discount.
Maybe try it when you come around to mine at the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really like her makeup, but guys, did you see that story that I put on this morning about the serum?
Don't think I've been on this morning.
So remember, Christina, when we did the podcast with Nadine Baggett, and she was saying that basically one of the best things you can use is SkinCeuticals vitamin C serum.
Yes.
And she said, but the patent is up. I don't know what that...
So whatever's in it.
So basically whatever is in it, like they have decided not to renew or, I don't know, something to do with that.
So it can be
duped. And she said, so now that patent is going to be duped by anyone. It's anyone's fair game. So Superdrug have bought a range of serums out and they're ranged between like £9 and £16.
Fantastic.
No, they have done a test on the vitamin C plus serum and it's £13 and it scientifically is the exact same. The PTOS is fab. But anyway, so I saw this thing about it, so I've like reposted it. I'm going to go and buy them all to try.
Will you, when
at
you
the minute,
that, will you buy
it's
one?
Buy one, get one half price.
Right, well, you
so
buy,
you could get two serums for £20.
So here's my idea. You buy yours, buy me one, and I'll get mine at half price. Yeah?
Well, I think there's a Superdrug on the retail part by me. I'll go in and see what's left. To be fair, I feel like it will sell out
yeah.
from that.
You should have bought it before you shared it, really. Like, that's the rule.
For fuck's sake.
That's the influencer rule. You put it in your own basket first. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Look after number one, hon.
And then also, what are the
You had a shoot at, can we say?
Yeah.
You had a shoot at Cut and Craft?
Had a shoot at Cut and Craft. The pictures have just come back now. So they're really good all around. Black Box and Duo Box. So Duo Box is a gorgeous gift box with a face and a body in it.
That I was wondering when something like that was going to happen because I feel like if you want to try, but it like makes sense to have both in one place and very good for Christmas gifts.
What have you got on your Black Friday shopping list?
Nothing.
I want another one of those G-Tech Hoovers.
Do you know, funnily enough,
they are so
I was thinking
good.
About that the other day.
I want one for upstairs and one for down.
I gave my mum one.
Yeah.
And I was thinking how I could take that back. Or is it too late now to be like, give me that back now?
Probably. No.
Anyway, we've been a bit
greedy. Then I want to get all new pans. I've got my eye on the Hex pans and the R Place pans.
Right. Is the Hex pans Gordon Ramsay's?
Yeah.
Right. This has caused a real problem in my house because for once, I wasn't right, and I'm not going to admit it to him, but he won't listen to this.
Right.
So he wanted the Gordon Ramsay Hex pans. They're expensive and they're ugly. Sorry.
They're meant to be incredible. They're non-toxic.
They're meant to be incredible.
Are they non-toxic? Let me Google
Yes,
it.
They are, because right. James wouldn't have said it. So I, however, wanted the aesthetically pleasing Our Place pans that are gorgeous colours, the beige matches are whatever. And we had this argument over which ones to go for. I told him at the time, they're probably not even that good just because Gordon Ramsay's put his name to it. You're assuming it's great.
Well, I'm sorry, but...
Do you make a difference, pan?
Yes, well...
Yeah. They make it... And also, like, as you get older, what is there to do? Fucking eat and sleep. So you need a good mattress and you need good pans.
I wanted the beige Our Place. The marketing's lovely. So anyway, we've got the Our Place ones.
And then
get the Hex. They're fine, but they do scratch a bit. They do. James said, I knew I was right. Shouldn't have listened to you. You don't cook anyway. We're getting the Hex ones. So there you go.
They sell them in Costco.
Ooh.
If anyone sees them in Costco, let me know.
So actually, that's a fair point. I might put that on my Black Friday list. The kids need a new mattress. That's a good, that might be
that's
good
a good
Black
present
Friday.
For James.
Well, buy him some. Seems you wanted them that fucking much. Open them on Christmas Day, hon.
It's Ed's birthday.
Do you know what I'm thinking of doing for James for Christmas? He won't listen to this. So, because he's too worried that I might talk about shagging someone in the past. So he just doesn't listen now.
On to the next subject. Who we've shagged
who
in
we've
the past.
Our favorite ranking our best
Let me
and
get
worst
my
shags.
Scroll out.
From pans to shagging. So you never know with us, so he just doesn't really listen anymore.
Pans to piping.
Because he could be sat there listening like, yeah, this is cute. And then all of a sudden I go, once I gave someone a blowjob and he's
and
like,
and the radio goes up.
So anyway, have you seen Estelle Manor?
Yeah.
I really want to go, and I was thinking of booking two nights, but it's so fucking expensive and it's far away.
Okay.
So I might get him that.
Number one, it's really far away.
Yeah, it's like Cotswolds, is it?
Okay. So Amy and Brogan have been, right, and they filled me in on it. And basically, there is there's either groups of like finance bros and their wives on like full on like large dada, which is fine.
Yeah.
Or families with kids, and it's just a bit of a weird
divide. There's no middle.
Then all the activities that they have there are extra chargeable.
I won't be doing any activities.
So
I can't ride a bike.
When they say like, oh, and we've got this restaurant, then it's like an extra X per head. Or we've got they have like falconry, and so that was like
the spa looks sensational and very expensive as well, because when you get to the end, because I've had a little look, because I thought we'll go in some arse end date of nowhere when it's cheaper, and I had a look and you had to add the spa on at the car, and it was, I can't remember how much, but it was like 100. It was a lot more.
Just to walk into the spa,
so very expensive. It just looks nice. Sophie's just been in the pictures, look really nice.
It
does
look amazing.
It does.
But a long way away. Maybe I'll do Grantley Hall instead.
But there's that other one called Saltmore that's meant to be gorgeous. Yes,
that's another one on my list.
It's not too far, that.
Maybe
so,
I'll go that. Maybe I'll do that and then maybe upgrade it a little bit. And
That's meant to be really nice. And because I think it's like quite like new and small.
Do you want to collab with me? Anyone that works at Saltmore? I don't think Estelle Manor are going to want me to collab. So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. What are you doing for Ed? Have you thought of anything?
Yeah, I'm bought in the new AirPods for...
Oh, such a boy thing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
They can translate, like they've got, they do live translation.
The translation. If you go on a business trip to say China, you can, Katie had them when she went on a hair trip somewhere and she it was translating.
Yeah, so I got him the new AirPods, then I got him some AirTags because like for his golf clubs.
You could just put them on him.
Oh, I'm not asked where he is.
As long as he's not bothering you.
As long as my credit card bill's getting paid, I'm not one bit asked where he is. I got him that and then I'll probably buy him some art.
Oh, quick one. I have just bought James, just as a gift, because I'm fucking really nice, a few off-white pieces.
Flannels?
Was it flannels?
End clothing? Guys, the flannel sale my friend was showing me the other day. There was a Tom Ford leather jacket reduced from £4,000 to £500.
Where the bloody hell did I get it from? I think it might have been flannels. I don't know if it was.
End or flannel.
Anyway, it was some of the, because it's bloody expensive, but it's really nice, some of the bits. So I got him some stuff and it was a lot cheaper. So if you want to get your fella some bits now,
have you bought any nice clothesy bits?
Yes, but we're running out of time. So I'm winking at her like doing this weird twitch. Just throw it over. I think we've really gone on.
It's Saskia and Thea's birthdays as well, so we need to, on the bonus, we'll talk about what we bought them.
Nothing, that's quick.
No, but ideas.
She wants... it's really cute, actually. She's getting her ears pierced, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah. The way you slagged me off. Snowy had her...
You pierced your baby's ears. I have made Thea wait till she is 8. And I wanted to wait till 10, which keeps asking me. And I was like, oh, fuck it. Right, guys, love you. We'll see you over on the bonus or next week. Bye.